Open Prune, one of the most anticipated cookbooks of the season. And what's this? Looks like food drippings and fingerprints on the pages and handwritten warnings. Let's not set a fire in the oven, please. Or we should figure out what to do with the interesting cured tomato water that accrues in the bottom of the plate. Maybe the bartenders have an idea? It is messy and marvelous because it's from Gabrielle Hamilton. She's the James Beard Award-winning chef and owner of the restaurant Prune in New York's East Village. She's also the acclaimed author of the 2011 memoir Blood, Bones, and Butter, The Inadvertent Education of a Reluctant Chef, which told of her bohemian upbringing with sometimes neglectful parents who still made food a center of occasions. There was the annual outdoor roasting of lamb, which Gabrielle wrote about in loving detail.
All day long, as we did our chores, the smell of gamey lamb, applewood smoke, and rosemary garlic marinade commingled and became etched into our brains. I have clung to it for 30 years, that smell. I have a chronic summertime yearning to build large fires outdoors and slowly roast whole animals. I could sit fireside and baste until sundown.
That's Gabrielle Hamilton reading from her 2011 memoir, which also told about her parents' divorce, her dad often absent, her mom decamped to another state. At 13, Gabrielle was left to scrounge meals from food left behind in kitchen cabinets. She became a bit of a rebel, but later created the restaurant Prune, which is celebrating 15 years, and now here's her first cookbook. And Gabrielle Hamilton joins us from the NPR studios in New York with more. Gabrielle, congratulations on restaurant and book.
Thank you.
Why did you
like it?
Oh, I love it. And I'm looking at a page. This is on a lamb, I think. You've handwritten in, remove the butcher's string before slicing people. why this way, these little written notes?
The book is written to the line cooks at the restaurant because I work with them every day. And when I started to write it in the language of a home cook, I realized very quickly that I was lying and not telling the truth in any way. So I had to tell the truth, which is, this is how I talk, this is what we do. And these are all the handwritten notes of 15 years of experience cooking these recipes as well as wrangling these cooks.
Yeah.
So this really looks like the book that we work out of at Prune, except actually nicer.
Well, it makes you feel like you are doing something serious. Here's a note under the soupy green rice with squid mussels and shrimp. Sell while hot. Do not let this sit interminably at the pass, people.
I know. It's a little scolding. I'm sorry that you're pulling out all the scolds, but it's sort of, I think, the equivalent in a regular cookbook. The line would be, serve immediately. So I never turn to my line cook and say, please serve immediately. I say, come on, people, get this out of the past. Don't let it sit there.
Well, but it's not just those fierce directions, which, frankly, I need fierceness when I'm in the middle of cooking something. But it's also you've talked about the restaurant being your family, and it feels like you're more hovering here to make sure we get it right.
Yeah, well, I do want you to get it right. Not that it's maybe technically right, but this is how we do what we do, and I want you to have all that information. And, you know, this book doesn't have any narrative. It's kind of like the recipe companion to Blood, Bones, and Butter, where Blood, Bones, and Butter is all narrative. I was told a lot that people would be disappointed if there wasn't writing in this book. And it's if you read through the book, there's actually a huge story here, and it's the story of working in a restaurant. There's a recipe that starts, I think the first thing it says is, if the health department walks in, take the ham off the stand and put it in the oven. And I think that tells a very true story of what it's like to work in the restaurant. But you're also getting the recipe for the ham.
Right. So there is a story here.
There is. It doesn't start with an introduction. There's no head note to any of the recipes. You just open the book and get going.
As you say, you open the book and just get started. That's what you did. You took out a lease on a building to open this restaurant without having had any restaurant experience. I mean, you just did it. You just made your way out of a spectacularly dysfunctional, you know, family situation at the age of 13. You're very honest about that. How have you been able to sort of resurrect a family in
the restaurant? I made a proxy family there. Not in a I think the word gets thrown around a lot, family, and we have family meal. And the restaurant setting, because we eat together and work together and clean together, has a kind of family feeling. And, you know, you've done a prep day that's sort of quiet, and then at 4 o'clock the dinner staff arrives, and you can hear a lot of conviviality around the espresso machine as people are arriving to work and they're, like all the siblings getting together, happy to see each other and ready to do the night's work. And I feel very satisfied in that moment. I have created the household that I wish to recreate, but it's also a business. So it's kind of family, but not exactly family, which is why this family heirloom, if you want to look at this cookbook like that, I see it as an heirloom. It's handwritten. It's kind of like what your grandmother might have given to your mother when she married. I don't know if that custom still endures, but, you know, the worn hand-annotated notebook of her collected recipes. That's what this is too, but it's not to my children. It's to my line cooks, and there are some, I don't know, 250 employees who've passed through Prune now over the 15 years. And so this becomes sort of the family heirloom that I'm passing down.
And maybe the one that, I don't know, that you could have gotten from your own parents because they were cooks.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everything that's in here I inherited from them, both the work ethic, the use of scraps and the application of thrift. My mother was very thrifty, very clever with feeding our family with not a lot of money.
Well, you have a section in the book called Garbage, What to Do with Food that Gets Thrown Out. Don't Throw It Out. Limp
That's
celery.
Gonna be a hot ticket. Well, you know, in the restaurant business, you got to sort of find your money. You don't really print money. So, yes, you know, I'm often begging cooks not to throw something away that's perfectly good and that we can make use of, like the Parmesan rinds for broth or the tops of the zucchinis or the skins of the tomatoes.
Yeah. In that way, too, since, as you say, so much of it is from the your parents who were cooks, your dad who had the big lamb roast.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, hundreds of people
would come. Great power of parties.
Yeah. This becomes your family heirloom. That's chef and owner Gabrielle Hamilton. Her restaurant is Prune. So, Gabrielle, usually chefs, they get that kind of, you know, they have a restaurant that lives for 15 years. They've got a great cookbook, some fame. They ditch it all and they get a TV show. you've said you don't want to do that.
I haven't seen the TV show that I would like to do yet.
Ah.
I mean, I'm not completely opposed to television if there were something that made me feel very good about myself. But so far, the television that I've seen in the main, not thoroughly, but most of it doesn't speak to me.
Well, how about another memoir?
After Blood, Bones, and Butter, I had exhausted that well, for sure. There was not a drop of fresh water in that well any longer when I finished that book. There's no way I was going to write a second kind of literary effort. So I thought, oh, I'll just do a simple recipe book with beautiful pictures by Eric Wolfinger, and I'll just get around this whole thing, which actually didn't turn out that way because it turns out that I worked my brains out on this thing and didn't phone it in. But at the end of this kind of hard work, which I also enjoy, this kind of attention to detail and cooking times and quantities, I did feel hungry for more literate pursuit. And as I had finished Blood, Bones, and Butter, I felt like I was just getting a little definition of a muscle in my writing skill set. So I would like to go back and get into the literate end of things again.
Well, we look forward to it. Gabrielle, thank you so much.
Thanks again.
And you can see some of the stained recipe pages from Gabrielle Hamilton's new cookbook, Prune, at hereandnow.org. And Jeremy, I've watched you. You're eyeing my cookbook. You want that.
It looks great.
It is. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.